Hi, everybody. Well, it's another Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be going there tonight, probably half past or so. And as usual, we do clearings right now for people that have had a situation maybe going on in their life. And if you're wondering what date it is, to get you on the same timeline, unless you're listening to an archive. So live, the date is 8/16/2014. So hopefully that will help all of you. If you have an archive on, then you're going back in time because we only work in the now. And so you're hearing the now program on this particular date. And the date is attached to the alien timelines. So that should be very clear to all of you. Remember, the aliens gave us time. They gave us timelines. So we're conforming to be on a timeline for this particular date. Now, when you're switching it over slightly, a different way of stating this, probably more correctly, when you're in the moment, none of this is going to exist. But the records are going to be on 8/16/2014. So here we go. Hopefully I didn't confuse you too much. Remember, the we had information when we did the 2012 abduction scenario. Not that you did that, hopefully not, but that was on December 21st, which is the main dark side alien abduction for about 90% of the planet. And so that would be when people are taken off. If you're in the now, then it's hard to be attached to, but when you're on timelines other than the now, then that's where the problems are. So most people back then were trying to and connecting to the light ship now timeline, which is okay, but it's the same timeline back then as it is now because it's strictly in the present moment. There's no time with any of this. It's just strictly in the moment, not being connected to time. So let's clear away something that happened to you in time and think of a situation. For some of you, maybe, you know, this is the first day, you know, for the weekend. You have one more. And so for some people, the weekend is where they live their life. And then the other 5 days, Monday on, is when they're a slave. So you're free. So here we go. So let's release the energies here of situations in your life. This is your first free day. So here we go. Hopefully it is anyway. So releasing what you're coming up with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And if you do feel like you're a slave, we do have a slavery clearing on the website. Some of you out there who, when I said this, it like jarred you and pushed your buttons and maybe made you angry. You know, we have an anger clearing too. Anyway, let's energize the light beam. But you first have to do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. That's the must. You need to do that one first. Get rid of the baggage that you're carrying because that's just how you get abducted. Main reason, you're dealing with judgments. And here we go. Light beam activation, bring it up on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll see if our co-host is out there. So we have Kathy tonight. So Kathy, are you present?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm in the present now moment, and thank you very much for bringing us to this place. It's very peaceful here, and I do want to add that for the listeners, if you are on the BBS Radio Station 2 page, you will find a link to our chat box, and that chat box will allow you to further participate during the program tonight and all of Ron's shows here on BBS Radio. And also, the intro page to the chat box is very useful for further information about staying in the now present moment, the now timeline. And there's some information there that's nicely laid out by our moderator. audio examples, tutorials, the Be Here Now clearing, the finger exercise, and there's many links that take us to the Creation Lightship page and where this information came from originally on creationlightship.com. To see what I'm talking about, it's all on the chat intro page, nicely laid out, and takes you right to Creation Lightship, and also a lot of good information on there about what's happening with Ron's radio programs, the special monthly conference calls, the weekly conference calls, and how to find out more information about Creation Lightship and Ron. So it's a good one-page kind of a billboard for instant information as well as connection to the CLS chat during the programs. And so thank you for that healing, Ron. We have some emails from listeners who are following up from the programs of the week. And so I'd like to get to them now, and then later we'll do some announcements. Are you taking any phone calls tonight first?
Yeah, if we can squeeze one or two in, maybe. We'll just see how the show goes. So if you are going to call in, you might wait till after maybe 20 minutes or something like that, because we'll be doing some of the emails that people sent us first. That would be good if you'd like to. So we'll go to the Lightship. I don't know, probably, 35 to 45 after. So back to you, Kathy.
The call-in number is located on the BBS Radio Station 2 website, and also I posted it on the CLS chat box for anyone who's interested. And as Ron said, please wait until after the Lightship visit. Okay, so Ron, we have some letters and a lot of good questions tonight about things going on, situations people are in, and a couple of them are sort of the same, so I'll read those first. Okay, this is from one of our listeners, and I think she's in South Carolina, and she says that she has in her possession, and this is about energetic imprints and cordings to objects. She has in her possession a mesa, which she spent years collecting artifacts from all around the world. And lately she's getting the repeated impression that she needs to get rid of them. The large travel bag she has artifacts that consist of bone, teeth, hair, unique stones, graveyard dirt, rattles from a rattlesnake, multiple fossils and trinkets that were used to represent certain times and ceremonies once guised as blessings. She's no longer in a position to burn things, and she certainly does not want to sell it or give it away. What is the best way to get rid of this mesa, she calls it? Any suggestions,
boy,
Ron?
Yeah, some of that sounded like energies that you don't want to have with you, like teeth and hair. And who knows what else. So what do you do with this here? I would probably, since these are objects, you may wish to do an object clearing. And I would do it probably more than one time. If these have been used in a ritual, holy cow, you got a lot of energy connected to them. That's probably connected to you. So, man, you probably got tons of energy fields coming at you because you have these things. Remember, it's the energy pool that's coming to you. So maybe even after you got rid of the object, you may have been corded by the energy pool because you have the object. So if you burned it or threw it away or munched it up or whatever, you could be still corded to where these things were connected to. So what do you do with these things? Object clearing could possibly help you out. I would maybe look at them and kind of see where they came from. What did they get dug out of the earth? If they did, then, you may wish to, maybe bury it. Possibly, but that might corrupt your ley line. I think what I would do is send it to a museum or something in the location or town that it came from. So, for instance, you know, in South America, you know, there are, you know, pyramids there. There's ones in Egypt, and maybe you're listening, you went to Egypt and you bought one of these artifacts, or maybe you, like the Berlin Wall possibly, maybe you have a piece of a pyramid, you know, maybe nobody was looking and you chinked off a piece, okay. Well, that could be alien energies, and now you have it, you know, just laying around in your house, and that thing's connected to alien energies because that's who put it there. I think I would send it back somehow, find an address or something, and send it to that location so it could be put at rest. That's what I would do, and let them deal with it. Although you don't know, well, they may know more than you do about an object. So, and then make sure that, do some clearings on yourself, because that energy pool that a tooth is hooked up to, man, you got all that trauma of a tooth, you know, eating, if it's a tooth, you're probably eating flesh typically, but whatever that tooth has eaten or chewed up, and it could be, you know, a vegetable, you know, maybe the person was a vegetarian, or if it was a dog or animal or something, you know, whatever it ate is going to be imprinted upon that tooth. So that could also be connecting to you. Well, this is one of those things where it's like curiosity killed the cat, you know. I would, you know, probably cleanse it the best you can, at least cleanse yourself for having it, because if you have it, that means that it's quartered to you, number one. So do some energetic quartings on them. And just send it back, like I said, to somebody who may be selling these things. Say, here is a free gift, you know. But to have hair, you know, hopefully it's not human hair. But, you know, that's still another energy pool that's out there. So it doesn't look, for me, very promising, because you're not probably going to get light from these areas, from these things. So, and it could be a big quandary. You know, you go, well, I got this thing now. And the reason why you're probably looking at it, because maybe you're a little more aware that things are affecting you or could be affecting you from this object. So I guess that's about all I can say on it. So back to you, Kathy. And maybe the listeners have a problem like that or had one. You know, this is kind of common, you know. So what do you do about this here, you know? Maybe they've already found a solution that worked well for them. Maybe they had to try a couple of them before they had success. That'd be great for a caller to comment on that or at least give information on it. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, there's something to be said for sending artifacts and things that belong somewhere else back, as you suggested. I've heard a lot of people say who've been to Hawaii, take a piece of the lava rocks, even though they were warned not to, or they heard the warning later that they should not have taken any of the lava rocks as a souvenir. And instead, they took the lava rocks home, back to the mainland or wherever they were going, and found out that after that, they had quite a run of bad luck and blamed it on the lava rock. And I know that the state of Hawaii reports in their Convention Visitors Bureau says that they get a lot of lava rocks being returned. They get a lot of those from the mainland. Take this back, like what you're saying.
Yeah, but the energy still can be hooked up, you know. You know, mm-hmm. Like the thing that some people do, I've heard people say this, you know, who are New Agers. They say a word or something they didn't mean to say, and they go, oh, erase, you know, or whatever, or, you know. So, you know, you're trying to do a mental reset. It's already put out there. How are you going to release it, you know, and bring it back to yourself, you know? Already imprinted.
So
Also, by getting rid of it, it's good, as the future of that being with you may not affect you, but the past could always be with you on timelines until you clear the timelines on it. So, boy.
And how about putting them in water, Ron, to clear?
Water can help to disperse the energy of it, but, you know, how long have you had this thing? You know, maybe you've had it for 10 years. Well, it's part of you, you know, because you might have it maybe on your altar, or maybe you pass by it every day. You know, you want to remember that trip to wherever you went to, and you have it maybe in your, like I said, in your hallway or in a little dish. You look at it and you go, oh, yeah, I remember that when I went there. Well, you're given an energy, and, you know, who knows what's connected to it, you know? So, you know, you're hooked up. You want to get yourself unhooked. So I'm sure there's a clearing that could help you do that. You know, the dark side practitioner or the curses one, you know, possibly could do that. That's very interesting, you know.
So, Ron, if we go traveling around the world like this listener did, it's probably not a good idea to collect ancient artifacts or take them or receive them and bring them home and keep them with us, right?
If it's an artifact that was used in ritual or something, no, you don't know what they were doing with it. You know, you don't have a history of that, you know?
Hmm.
So, you know, if it's a bone, what were they using that bone for? Or the tooth? What were they using the tooth for, you know? So, you know, there's energy with that. You know, we've all seen movies where they warn people not to go someplace. And they normally, you know, in the movie, they kind of shed, oh, no, I don't believe that. I'm going in there anyway, you know. And they go, yeah, but people died in there, you know. And you go, oh, yeah, but that was them. It can't be me. And all of a sudden they go someplace. Typically it's underground someplace normally, you know, as the movies go. And all of a sudden they're trapped and they're being haunted and things are chasing them. And, you know, it could be, you know, invisible, you know. And then, you know, they're hooked up. And normally the ending is not too good in these movies. Maybe 10 people might go in, and one person might escape, you know. So, but, you know, why are they bringing those movies like that? Well, I guess they're trying to tell us, be well enough alone. Don't go there. You know, they're trying to tell you, you know, to give you some insight when you take your step into that cavern or whatever that was maybe, let's just say it was an Indian place of worship, you know, and their energies are in there, you know, and the Native Americans didn't want anybody else going in there. Maybe they had a special cleansing process, and to them it was very sacred, and just by that it would be sacred for them. Now you got some white person going in there or whatever, disturbing the energy, and the energy can come after you. They may put those safeguards in there, and you know, that's what happens, you know. And you've all heard of stories like that, so just kind of look at that and use your imagination. So I guess the quickest thing would be to get what you have and just box it up and send it to somebody that might be in the know in that country, you know. So if you can do that. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, yeah, she said she had artifacts from all around the world. Oh, boy. And then you suggested she do several different clearings. And I'm just repeating this for the fact that there's a lot here. It's quite a mixed bag of stuff. And she could do the energetic cord clearing and object clearing, possibly put it in water. Ron, if she was in a position to burn it, would that work?
Well...
Or she still had the energy with her?
Well, you're getting the energy off the object, but what's the object, you know, what's it connected to? It's always an energy pool out there. And so burning it could get the energy off the object. You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is who or what is the guardian of that object, okay, that you can't see? And is that kind of like you burning it, okay? I would think that maybe cleansing it, you know, very possibly the guardian, the spirits that are watching over these artifacts, we'll say, may think that's probably okay, you know, for what you're doing. But burning it, they may go, uh-oh, now you're making a ceremony out of this thing. That's probably why you're burning it, because you want to get rid of it. So that's a ceremony. They may not like that. So, boy, that's some good questions, you know?
Well, it brings up a lot of points about things that we keep and touch and take and collect that we never thought about. And those are some good suggestions and observations. I want to thank the listeners who put down the suggestions about burning or water in the chat box. And so we have another question similar. We'll move along here. Thank you, listener, for sending that one in. And we'd like to hear about what you end up doing and if you feel any release of your energetic imprint or recording on those objects. Similar question is from someone in Los Angeles, and she writes that she became aware that she needed to clear an energetic cording with her mother. So she used the clearing, dark side mind control practitioner clearing, and she ran the whole life clearing with her. And when she did it, a light in the room switched off. And then she looked to see what happened, and it was the light that or lamp that her mother had given her. It just went off spontaneously as she started that dark side practitioner clearing. And then it went off and on throughout the clearing. Once the clearing was done, the light stayed on. So anyway, she has not run the object clearing on this lamp, but she wants to purchase the object clearing for a week and go through every room in the home to clear any object that feels where there's any kinds of energetic heavy cords. Do you suggest that object clearing, Ron, or any others that might help her with what's going on with the cording with her mother and that lamp?
Well, yeah, that's interesting. All that is sounds like to me validation that the emotional body is coming through, you know, showing what it can do by moving something, maybe turning a switch up and down or off and on or something. What else can you do besides that? Well, you possibly could do the, deceased loved ones, maybe the emotional body, just to see if that tends to work. I think the person is living the way it sounds. So if they are living, then you might just try that. I don't know if the protocol is actually correct on it, doing it that way. But you are having a visitation by the emotional body. So that's how I would look at it. So you want to look at how you can get rid of that emotional body, at least cleanse it out. Maybe doing your mother, your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that might help so that the energy is not connected to you. And I guess I'll ask for help on the chat room there to see if anybody has any ideas. And also that energy is ordered to you. So let's just say that hypothetically, just to change the situation a little bit, let's say that, you know, you're for some reason you haven't been speaking to your mother or your father, okay? This could be true for some people out there. You know, they kind of like you divorced them and they divorced you, and it's, you know, probably like, you know, maybe you did that when you became an adult, we'll say at, say, 21 or whatever, and you really didn't like the way they treated you as a young child and, you know, growing up, so you got your walking papers in a sense, and you left, and you haven't communicated with them since. We'll just say it's 50 years now, okay? So 50 years plus, say, 21, they're 71, and they're getting a little older now. And now maybe that emotional body of theirs is now wanting to say that what they did to you, maybe all the harsh beatings and verbal abuse and all this other stuff, which is why you left, is coming to you because they're now dying, okay? And so you go, man, now I'm getting all these thoughts of my parents. I got rid of them. You know, I feel great, and now I'm being haunted. That's the deceased loved one emotional clearing, but they're not dead yet. You can't really, you know, make them dead to do the clearing, but you could do their whole lifetime emotional clearing. You may want to consider that to take away that stuff that's coming to you. And remember, it can body hop into you. And maybe they have cancer, so that emotional body comes into you. And maybe they're heavy smokers, so now they have lung cancer or throat cancer. You know, and so now it comes into you, and you wonder why. You wake up every morning now, and I've got this awful taste in my mouth like I smoked a cigarette. I don't know where it's coming from. And so an emotional body's with you now that needs energy. Maybe one of your parents doesn't have enough, and you're just kind of like teetering there maybe for a few months. And now it's coming into you, and it wants to have cigarettes, and you're tasting it because that emotional body's so strong. And now maybe you say, geez, I think I need to get a cigarette, you know. I haven't had any for my whole life, but, man, it just feels like it's time I need to do that. Or maybe they were alcoholics, you know. Maybe they had wine with all other meals, you know, we'll just say hypothetically like that. And so they're doing that ritual, which is what it kind of would be. Now you want to have wine with your meals. It's just kind of, you know, I'm not trying to pick on anybody out there, but I'm just trying to show you how the patterns work. And so now you're taking on that energy, and you're creating that in yourself. So figure out what clearing you can do to get rid of it, because a simple body hop, and you don't want to get the illnesses of this. And so that's kind of what I see kind of going on with a lot of people. They don't know what they don't know, and you can also pick the stuff up by somebody touching you. So then that would be under the heading of entities. So now you're picking up entities. So maybe your parents, I don't know, I'll just pick something. What do people normally do? Maybe they go to sports games together. Maybe they're golfers, right? So all of a sudden, you know, they had maybe 10 friends who were golfers, and half of them are gone now because they died because they're older, right, and which is what happens here. And so those emotional bodies now, the golfing friends, hopped into other golfers who are alive, and now finally maybe your parents are the last ones left. Now they got all these entities from all the golfers, and that comes into you. Now you got all their illnesses coming into you, because the emotional body will imprint upon you situations. And now you may want to go out and play golf. Maybe if you do it, you're excellent. But man, I got a knack for this thing, playing, you know, hitting this ball around, you know. I'm really good at it. Well, because they're, you know, they've been doing it for maybe 50 years, you know. Anyway, you want to do entity clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
So an entity clearing on the lamp with her name and the lamp.
Yeah.
She should put her name and the mother's lamp next to it.
Yeah, we got a little sidetracked there, but...
but that's a good point. So because the emotional body of her mother is in that lamp.
That is correct, yeah. It's probably stuck in there, or because it gave it to her, and you know, it wants to maybe communicate, so it's turning itself off and on as it's getting cleared. And maybe it's trying to say, thank you so much for helping me, you know? That's another way of looking at it. But
well, that makes sense to me, because she writes that last night I became aware I needed to clear a cording with my mother. So she was getting the prompting.
Yep, uh-huh.
Gosh. Now, furthermore on the subject, if we give something, okay, she wants to know, she is talking about the transfer of energies here. If she donates objects, should she clear it, you know, like the object clearing? Before donating it, clear out her energy, or return her spirit to her through the clearing before donating it.
That does sound good, yes. I would say do that. Otherwise, you're giving a piece of you away in that, and you won't even know that. And maybe even, you know, take out the emotional body. so that way nobody can detect where it came from.
So she can do an emotional clearing with her name and the object, and the object clearing with her name and the object. Two clearings, two.
The reason why, I'll just go a little sideways here. Let's just say that for some reason, somebody, let's say Sam. So Sam had a bag full of $100 bills, right? And how he got them doesn't make any difference, okay? But he has a bag of $100 bills. So this is worth quite a bit. Let's say it's $10,000 worth. Then he opens his car door up, and he's, you know, the bag falls out. And so all of a sudden, you come along, and you see this bag. Well, and you pick it up, and you go, holy smokes, you know, God's loved me. They gave me a donation, you know, or something, right? And so it's your choice now whether you want to maybe try to find the person. You probably won't be able to. I'm sure they're not going to put something in the want ad that I lost $10,000, you know. Please return it to me. But let's just say that somebody gets it who is not a really great character, okay? Well, now they go to the fortune teller lady, right, on the block, and you know, where they're living. And they go, you know, this person must be very rich. And they pull out one of the $100 bills and give it to the lady. They say, can you do a reading on this $100 bill to see who had it? And the lady's very, very good, and she goes, oh, yeah, this here came from, you know, so-and-so, and they live 50 miles from here, and I'm really good at this here, and there's her address. So right away, this person who isn't the greatest person in the world, that you probably would not want to call anybody's friend, and now realizes that, well, gee, if they lost 10 grand, what do they got in their house? And this is like a rich neighborhood, you know? And so right away, they're connected to that money, and now you're finding out where it is. So that's kind of what I'm sort of talking about. Is that's why you want to clear whatever you're giving away. Get your energy back out of it, because you don't want somebody courting you. And you don't have to go to a psychic. You can just have somebody pick it up, and they go, oh, I love this person's energy, you know? And then all of a sudden, you find them with your emotional body in your house, or maybe they astral travel, and they show up there, you know? So some really strange things could happen. I won't get into much more of that, but you can kind of picture your worst nightmare with somebody doing a visitation with you, especially if it's a sexual occurrence, okay? And I've had to deal with that with people. So that's what can happen. So we'll stop there. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, speaking of connections, if she wants to know, then it's sort of like what she's asking. If she does not clear an object before giving it away, even if she doesn't know who it is, can that object be an active conduit for her to receive energies from the person she gave it to?
Yes.
So even though she doesn't have the object anymore.
Yeah, you might. Okay.
Is it too late to backtrack if so?
Yeah, you may be able to backtrack and pull your energy out of it. Just put it on one of the clearings that you gave this, rock away to the Goodwill, you know, and it was nice, but you didn't want it any longer. Or a piece of clothing that you had or something, and you want to take your energy off on it and bring it back to you.
Yeah, yeah, by our energy, you mean our spirit and emotional body, right?
Right, spirit and emotional body, yeah. Remember, that's what, if you watched all the old movies a long time ago, where they had like, I don't know, I remember seeing a couple, probably maybe in the 50s, it seemed like, I think they were black and white, where it's kind of like some scene in Africa, and you saw this witch doctor with the bone in their nose and stuff, you know, and they're in the pot, and you saw all the shrunken heads, et cetera, you know. Well, all they have to do is get a piece of that person, your hair or fingernail or even like that tooth, and start doing spells on it, and it's connected to you. So that's what they're doing, and that's what they're doing today too. So, you know, you don't want to be too, you know, what's the old saying? You you know, ignorance is okay, but you don't want to be stupid, you know. And so you can always, you know, get the chance to understand and to know what's happening. But, yeah, I would take the energy off of everything that you gave away. And even like your old car, you know, which you probably traded in or whatever. We had a show on this, too. You know, pull your energy back because it's your energy and it's in there. And, you know, get it back to you where it should be.
Okay, but if you don't have a computer handy, can you command your body and your spirit to return the energetic imprint inside that object to oneself?
So if you don't have a computer, well, then you're using mind energy.
Mm-hmm.
I was using mind energy that way, as opposed to using the website. You're going to be working on timelines, and the mind energy, aliens might say, hey, we got a new hook here. You know, we have another way to enter this person's energy field. Because they're asking for assistance. They're asking for a favor. You know, it's the same thing as praying outside of yourself to some deity, God energy or whatever. You're asking for a favor, which is the same thing that you're doing, because it's going into collective consciousness. So, you know, I'd use the website to do that.
Okay, even if we ask out loud our spirit to return our energy, that's...
Well, you could do that, yes. I don't think the aliens are going to block that, but trying to do an emotional body or something like an imprinting, that probably would not work, but your spirit could come back to you.
Yeah. Okay, and then what about the spirit retrieval clearing you have on, you know, on many of the complementary healings? Could we use that and list our name and the object next to it?
Yes, you could. Uh-huh. That would work.
Oh, that's great. Well, because I know that that's a big point for many of us have already, you know, a lot of us are past 30, age 30, and we've already given away and, you know, outgrown many things. So that's a lot of part of our spirit gone. So we can backtrack doing that. That would be a great help.
Yeah, I think we got a caller, but I do have
Something
else to add, but we'll get it out to the caller. It's about
wedding.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Do you have a question for Ron?
Yes, hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I had a report for Ron. Hi. Yes, I had a report for Ron and the group about yesterday's topic about do the Jews believe in ascension. And what I discovered from research is that some of the Jewish groups that don't believe in ascension, they don't celebrate it anymore. It's just been phased out, and they laugh about it. And then another Jewish group, they said they do believe in ascension, and they said that in regard to the books, the Torah, the five books of Moses, and the Tanakh, they do believe in the ascension, and they said that eight people have ascended according to their belief, and the people are Elijah, and in the fiery chariot, and Sarah, the daughter of Azar, Jacob's son, and Enoch, he went to heaven, and then Eleazar, Abraham's servant, Haram, the king of Tyre, Ebed, Maked, as the Ethiopian, and Jabez, the son of Rabbi Judah, and Bathiah, the Pharaoh's daughter. So these are the eight people that they believe have ascended.
Good. Okay, that's great. Might see if we can do some research on, you know, on the Quran, see what comes up with that, if they have anything in there, too. So thank you, Larry. That's great.
Okay. And I wanted to add another comment, too, Ron, that I see that sometimes, Ron, what's going on in the scenario seems to me is that, say, relatives would slander you to their children, and I'd say, well, fine, they slandered somebody, I'm not a part of it, but then the aliens will send these vibrations on a timeline, and you can feel expectation about that, and unless you're doing clearance, you can feel expectation, and it can almost drive you crazy because they keep on doing it, and because it happened to me, I just took the timelines, I broke them, and I spliced them together, and they went back to them, and then I attacked them, I counterattacked them, they were attacking me, and I had to counterattack them and put on my armor, and counterattack them and fight with them, and then the light ship was there, and then I had to battle with them, then I jumped into the light ship, and then we battled with them there. But it gets to be healing as a battle, because they refuse to stop the vibration sending it to you, which causes you to be kind of really distracted. So you battle with them, you do the clearance, you do what you can to be free. That's just my opinion there.
Yep, the best thing is to be in the moment. You probably weren't on the light ship, but you could have been in quarantine. So that's good.
Oh, in quarantine. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you, Larry. So I have another...
Okay, well, thank
you. Okay. So I have another situation here about marriage. So what happens? And we'll go into the light ship in a few minutes here. But what happens? The parents give away the daughter, you know, and are they still courted heavily? What happens to their energy cords, you know? Because you might look at that, just, you know, is that like, are you feeling, you know, like, it's not necessarily betrayal, but how does the energy cords relate? You know, are the parents of, say, the daughter, or even of you know, the bride and groom, either way you look at it, is the other family liking that person enough, and are they really giving them a lot of energetic cordings because they may not like what they're doing, okay? So, and let's just say that it's it's pretty common now, but, you know, probably in the 50s now, but let's just say it's a mixed marriage of two different cultures, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe, you know, the kids like each other, right? But the parents go, uh-oh. Now my child is green, and yours is, we'll just say, silver, and these don't go together, but you like each other, and I don't like silver, and the other couple, you know, parents don't like the green, and, you know, it could be a lot of energetic cordings of hatred, and they're trying to, you know, maybe get the people to get a divorce because they don't like it, so... Now, there's a lot going on there, you know. I'm sure we probably have a whole show on that. But what's happening to the poor people who are just trying to find peace within each other, you know, in the relationship? And, you know, is that abandonment, you know, from the parents? Do the parents feel that abandonment when they release their child to somebody else? I know mothers sometimes go through that anxiety when they take their child to kindergarten for the first time. You know? They go, uh-oh. You know? And so that could be a clearing that, you know, you may want to do. Abandonment, if you have children or, you know, anything like that. And energetic cording. So I just thought I'd throw that out. You're talking about energy and regaining your energy back to yourself. And you could have done that years and years ago, and all of a sudden now, you know, you go, uh-oh, I wonder why I'm getting tired, you know? And it's maybe that worry. Oh, has anybody felt slime this week? We'll do a slime clearing. So here we go. This only works live right now, so if you have any things attached to you, alien-wise, so here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Oh. You know, and then you have that energetic cording, you know, where you don't know what your children are doing, you know, when they leave the house, you know. And you're probably worried sick about what they're doing. You hope that the morals that you taught them are okay, but really it's the peer pressure that they're under, what they're responding to. And, you know, if you have a daughter, you're hoping that she doesn't come home and say, you know, I feel a little pregnant today, you know. And that's a whole other, you know, energy. So, you know, all this is stuff that parents go through, but it's still related to energetic cordings and things like this here. And you have anything to add on that, Kathy?
Well, actually, I was reading. I was reading some of the new emails that came in. I'm afraid we're not going to necessarily get to them because it's 45 past the hour, Ron, and we still haven't gone to the light ship. And we still have to do that and take the questions that have already come in prior to the show. So would you mind, thank you for that clearing, by the way, for being slimed or touched. And hopefully that will be a little bit of relief for us as we go to the light ship. We don't have to take that energy with us. So, Ron, would you talk a little bit about the light ship and any requests that listeners may have now can be put into the chat room, please?
Yeah, that'd be great. So just think of one particular situation that you're dealing with. It's physical. Oh, don't think of, I want more spiritual growth, or, you know, my emotions are trashed, I need to have this clearing. No, this is all physical with your body. And it could be possible that, you know, some of that emotion could be released as the physical body gets healed, but this is mainly for a physical body session. And this only works live on the website, live right now on the call that we're on, and for tonight. So if you're listening to it, you're going to feel peace energy. If you're listening live right now, you're going to be going to the light ship, and you're bilocated. So you're not going to be not here. You're going to have full consciousness here, but you might be able to see light beings. So here we go. We're going to go up right now, and if you wish, you can bring forth your animals and pets, and flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. I'll count to five to go up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And they're going into a room for looks like oxygen, and also a room to have some blood, maybe getting more oxygen into the blood or something. Could be maybe some type of virus or something with the blood. So it's some type of blood energy which you're working with. So here we go, bringing the energy down to you right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have requests for the deer room. So here we go. And these are all light beings coming to you. And there's three of them to help you facilitate your healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's the deers. And now we'll go into the tall mountains. It's another room where the mountains are conscious. Little white beams. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to the waterfall. This is the rainbow waterfall. And it does cleansing and healing too. So request your healing for each room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the rainforest, which is very beautiful. Might even have the fragrance of smells, we'll say, of the rainforest. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room for like, it's like a sauna, kind of warm and hot, a lot of steam, we'll say, coming around. We're in the hot tubs. So here comes this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a couple more rooms we'll go into. One is a sunflower room. Again, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last room will be the gold light room here with gold energies, and also we'll go into where the dolphins are. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. You may be feeling your body changing slightly. Right now you're completely out of time. You're in no time whatsoever. We'll bring you back into no time on a timeline. It's a little different because you're living in time. Right now, you're out of time completely. It doesn't exist. And it's not even known by the light because light doesn't look for stuff like this here. Because the light only works in the now. So it doesn't know anything about timelines. Here we go. coming back down, and I'll count from 5 to 1. You can feel the energy shift around you as you get more present here because you're being bilocated right now. So coming down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so there we go. Hopefully you enjoyed that session. And this week I got talking a lot about energetic cordings and what to do with those situations of things that, you know, was somebody else's creation and now you're dealing with it. So that's basically what it is and how much energy, you know, is attached to it. And is it attached to you? So that's what this show is basically about, I think. Anything you want to add, Kathy? We've probably got 5 minutes to go here.
I just want to mention that there are times during the 8-hour intensive call that I don't feel particularly corded or attached. And I just wondered if that has to do with being on the actual light ship having work done on me, or is that just my imagination?
Oh, that's a good question. So kind of think of you as something that's full of dirt and dust and, you know, maybe like, you know, tar on you or wax and things are sticking to it. So when you go to the light ship, in a sense, because this is all energy that is connected to you and is connected to you basically through the energetic cordings, but mainly the main common denominator is judgment. So these things were created in judgment, and now they're stuck on you. So just kind of think of yourself on the call. At some point, you know, it's like having somebody hold you down, and as these energies start getting released from you slowly, you start feeling better. And I would think most people are feeling wonderful maybe the second to third hour into the call, and it's an 8-hour call. For myself, my energy fluctuates greatly. And normally, you know, it's between, you know, like 2 to 4 o'clock, basically, and starts at 10. I start getting tired. And then all of a sudden, near the end of the program, normally I pop right up, maybe an hour or two into it. But it's because of the densities that's coming off of people. And it's all going through me to get cleared out. So that's what's happening. So anyway, it's just, it's a call that once you're on them, you're going to realize that you can feel better and better and better. And, you know, don't expect something to change instantly overnight. It can, but, you know, it depends how much energy you have in that certain arena or certain mindset. And each time you go on one of these calls, a little bit gets taken away and away, and all of a sudden, yep, it's gone. So you are getting peace. Back into where the judgment energies are, mindsets, you know, cordings, everything else that you're going through. But it's mainly all judgment. So the judgment and the emotions are keeping you from peace. So these calls, the ones that we're having tomorrow anyway, the 8-hour calls, we're getting rid of the alien life forms that are invisible. And some can be physical. I've had people call me up and said that they actually saw, you know, their skin actually move, like there's a worm underneath their skin that you see in sci-fi movies. So I've dealt with that with people, and they're a little freaked out, and then I get rid of it, and all of a sudden their skin drops down, and the alien's gone. This is all real stuff, and you get rid of these energies that they're contaminating you with. Anything else, Kathy?
Well, now that you mentioned the skin, I wanted to remind everyone who is registered for the physical rejuvenation call tomorrow, August 17th, that it does begin at 10 a.m., as Ron said, for 8 hours, and to have some water handy, because right away, Ron does activate the water with light codes that our body needs, according to our body, and he also activates water for us for our skin. So if you haven't already, get yourself some misting bottles or some bottles that you can put a spray mist pump in, and you can take that water, which you need to hold while he's activating it, so it will be programmed to the light codes will be programmed to your particular body's needs. When you do that, then you can spray your whole body, all your skin, with that water. Because as Ron said, we are infected with parasitic energies, and they are on our skin, and our skin is our shield to the world. So we do need to take care of our skin, especially in this summer-like weather we're having, whether it's hot, humid, or just nice where you're at. Our skin is the barrier between us and the world. So I find that skin misting water very beneficial, and I've heard a lot of people say, yes, they don't want to miss that. If you do have to miss the call, have some water ready. Put it by your computer monitor screen with the light being, and indicate that it's for your Sunday healing, for maybe misting water or whatever it could be. And then it will be activated in your absence. And also, please do let Ron know that you will be absentee or just partially in attendance. And Ron, before we close, I wanted to read a great testimony that came in about a person who visits the light ship frequently. She goes on the intensive calls, maybe even the Wednesday call, and definitely a Saturday night on the light ship with us. And she says that since she's been going to the light ship, she's been bringing up her yard, garden, and plants to the light ship every call, and it's really adding up. She and her family were sitting out in their yard, and all these birds started coming around, sitting around their yard, not the neighbors. And they're getting hummingbirds, and they have other people's pets hanging around their yard. And it's pretty clear that they like hanging out there. They don't even have hummingbird feeders, and they don't have any other pets. So it's like they're kind of magnetizing these other animals and life forms that seem to really appreciate the light ship, she says.
That's
so
great.
I thought that was a pretty good testimony.
Yeah, that's very nice, yeah. Yeah, it's you never know what you don't know, and it's great. So here we go, everybody. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Well, thank you for the testimonials, everybody who has sent them. And here we go. And the caller, Larry, that called. So here we go. Doing the mind to heart drop. Oh, and a command our spirit to take the thoughts from our head, or in our head, where you think from. Hopefully that's where it is. And here we go, dropping down into your heart center, where your spirit resides. So here we go, or your heart, you know, different ways of saying that. But we're going to drop down. I'll count from 10 to 1. You can feel the thought just moving down, just like a little, escalator here, or elevator, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, so you should be very peaceful now. I just probably hearing my words a little bit, as you're in the present moment, and the words have really no meaning. I'll just say thank you, blessings, and see you later. Stay peaceful. Bye, everybody.